702.
The Big Interview
with Bongani Bengwa.
14 minutes after 7 o'clock. Are we losing the war against COVID-19? We may have won a few battles, but ultimately the big picture in mind says it's not a pretty picture. The new Minister of Health, Dr. Joe Pytler, says we should stay on level 3 lockdown restrictions. The numbers are down marginally, but our hospitals are under enormous pressure and not enough of us are getting the jabs. But most worryingly of all, the deaths remain high. He joins us now on the line. Minister, I really appreciate your time this morning. Welcome to our program.
Morning. Thanks for having me, Bongani.
Of course, yours is not necessarily a new pair of hands. You've been Deputy Minister for quite some time. From your point of view, in terms of our fight against COVID-19, how would you describe the situation at the moment?
Well, I've said before that clearly the fight against COVID is rather can be equated to a marathon rather than a sprint. So it's going to be with us as it is there throughout the world for quite some time. So we've got to be resilient if we're going to win this battle.
Mm.
We've got to fight at all fronts. For quite some time.
It's an important point you are making because many people are behaving as if the fight is over. COVID fatigue, as they call it.
Well, it's quite unfortunate, but it's understandable because, as human beings, we can only take a strain up to a certain level and then, we just get tired. But unfortunately, as you've been hearing from the experts, we're fighting against an enemy we can't see, and that enemy keeps changing. Unfortunately, we remain the same. It keeps changing. And so when you deal with an enemy which keeps changing and changing approaches, you just have to be strong. So we've got to try everything to encourage people, motivate people, to remain, resilient in this battle, yes.
Right. We're calling it a battle, right? We're using terminology and imagery of fighting this thing. And of course, millions of us are at least partially vaccinated, but those numbers are well below expectations. How do you explain that?
Well, we're still hoping. We thought people would be coming in bigger numbers. We are disappointed, I must say, in the number. Yesterday had a meeting with all the provinces and, with some exceptions here and there, the overall situation is that after quite a good turnout in the beginning of the vaccination program, over the last few weeks the last 1.5 weeks or so, the turnout has been reducing. So that indeed is worrying. But the fact that, as you said, partially vaccinated, we are just under 10 million. I think by today, we probably would have passed 4 million in terms of fully vaccinated. So we're making progress. We wish we can make even more speedier progress.
Yes. Why has the take-up dropped off, do you think?
Well, two things. Just over a week ago, I think for about 4 days, we had a problem with our supplies as the uptake was quite good at the time. And then some of the deliveries didn't turn out, so a number of our stations were running out of vaccines. But it was just over 4 days, and then the supplies, started coming in again. And as we have said a few days ago, at the current moment we are quite stable. But I think the momentum also of the fake news, the anti-vax campaign, has also been gaining some momentum, especially on social media. So we just need to cope up with the fake news at the same time. I think that's clearly the situation.
Weekend reports suggest the department says there isn't enough money to get the message out. Can you confirm that?
Well, there will never be enough money for everything. We do have a budget for communication. It's probably not able to cope with the extent of the anti-vaccination campaign.
How much money are we throwing at this?
Well, I wouldn't be able at the top of my head to give you a number, but, you know, as you would be aware, we do, you know, there are quite a number of, you know, both at national and provincial level. We do use various media, you know, formal media, and also we are there also in some of the social media, but we clearly need to increase our presence. I wouldn't say it's not a question that totally we don't have any communication resources, but we're just saying that at this stage it does look like the other side, which is the campaign against vaccination, seems to be gaining more momentum. So we need to look at a lot more resources and ability in the campaign, in the public campaign, in the media. Formal media and
sure.
Social media.
Are we in part 150 million rand short because we spent it on digital vibes?
Well, I knew that's where you're going. Well, look, it was quite an unfortunate happening. I mean, the digital vibes issue. Obviously, that money could have been used more productively. So I wouldn't say that, you know, we don't miss that the funds which, you know, were not properly utilized. But we've got to, that's water under the bridge. We've got to be creative. So we are talking together with our partners in all provinces to try and find other creative ways in terms of, you know, making sure that we can be able to take on the anti-vax campaigners. We just have to do that so that we can be able to dispel some of the fake news. We definitely will be upping our game in that area.
We could also up our game in terms of the actual rollout. Why not take these vaccines to where the people are? Take them to the taxi ranks, to shopping centers, for example. Wouldn't that be a bit of creativity?
We are already doing that. Almost every province, I'm sure if, you know, I know your station is mostly in Gauteng. I'm sure, people in the province will tell you that there is drive-through vaccinations, there is mobile. In fact, yesterday in our discussion with all the provinces, those are some of the interventions which we have agreed that we should ramp up even more outreach programs. Not that it's not happening, but we just feel that it's not at the rate at which we should.
And that's the point I'm making as well. I mean, of course, we know that there are, you know, efforts as you've described, but can't we do more of that?
No, we're definitely going that route. We've agreed on that. So you're going to see more. But I think the reality is that the reports which we're getting in some areas where the vaccinators have been there in taxi ranks, even there they were complaining that the uptake was not so good. But we need to find ways. I mean, I'm in Nelspruit today, and the team, the MEC and the team from this side were reporting yesterday that, you know, they got some uptake, but not to the magnitude they were hoping for in a number of, just as an example, in a number of malls and taxi ranks. So I'm here today to just work with them and see. And we've urged all provinces that we now need to get out of our hospitals and clinics and move out into communities.
Yeah.
There are some good practices which we've got examples of. Limpopo, Western Cape, Eastern Cape, they did report some positive uptake in the outreach programs. So we have agreed that essentially the main issue now is that more and more, while we are not going to close the fixed vaccination stations, but there's going to be more mobiles
Sure.
Clearly into villages, townships, and everywhere where people are.
Dr. Patla, why not open it up for everyone? I mean, is the staggered approach, the age-restricted approach working? You can still prioritize the vulnerable, but get this thing into the arms of as many people as are willing to receive it as possible.
Well, we're just a few days, possibly. I mean, we are in any way targeted 1st of September, which is what, 14 days from now. But we, from our meeting yesterday, we're just waiting for further consultations. In all probability, if not before the end of this week, at the latest, beginning of next week, not later than next Monday. But we are in further consultations with our leadership in cabinet. We will probably, before even the end of this week, we probably will open for all adults above 18.
Is it still your view that we should stay on level 3 restrictions? I'm looking at a figure from the Restaurant Association of South Africa, for example, that says possibly we've lost more than half the restaurants we had before March 2020. Those are extraordinary figures. I mean, the decimation to this economy has been unbelievable.
Well, the third wave, Bongani, as you can see the numbers, the third wave is still very strongly with us. We are very encouraged that the Gauteng numbers have been steadily going down. So that is really encouraging that Gauteng is out of its peak. But you can see that Western Cape has not yet reached its peak. Probably late this week or early next week, KZN, not yet at its peak, Eastern Cape. So you see the numbers are still, as long as even especially your positivity rate is still above 20% of positivity, that tells us that we're not yet there. So what one is hoping for is that a combination of more vaccination, maybe in another week or two, if we start getting below, on average, below the 10,000 per day and the positivity rate below 20, maybe down up to about 10% positivity, then we can say that, you know, the pressure on our hospitals will be getting less. Because the numbers, we have to look at the numbers. And at this stage, not this week, I wouldn't be encouraging a lower level this week, because the numbers just don't support it.
We've tolerated anti-vaxxers long enough. 220,000 plus deaths in terms of the number of excess deaths that we have seen. And 90% of those, many experts say, can be speculatively linked to COVID-19. We're not out of the woods yet by any description. Dr. Joe Paitla, I appreciate your time here talking to us this morning on 702 Breakfast. Our big interview with the Minister of Health.